Working remotely can be a challenge, especially for teams that are new to it. How do you deal with your work environment being the same as home while staying productive? At a time when teams must come together more than ever to solve big challenges, Trello's here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, has been powering remote teams globally for almost a decade. Trello keeps everyone on the same page, helping teams communicate, focus, and connect. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tell me you never heard the preacher man, your mom going at it there, Craig?
I'm telling you that.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, no. Sorry. I just, that was too easy.
I am telling you that. I never heard that.
All right. Never walked in?
No.
All right.
Yeah. No, never happened to me either.
How about Larry?
Nope.
How about Larry and his new woman? Did you walk in on that?
No, I have not.
On purpose?
Because that's not your mom, so you can go, yeah, take care of that, Larry.
Flip her over.
Yeah, flip her over. Yes, flip her
carefully
over.
So you don't break a hip.
Flip her over.
Either of you.
Tom Brady's going to call. Yeah, that's it. We're going to talk to Tom Brady later on. Actually, I would. At this point in my career, I'd talk to Tom Brady. In a heartbeat, we've talked to
but
Tom Brady.
But would he talk to you?
Wayne Brady. Now, once again, I told you my hatred. I don't like him, but my hatred is more towards Patriot fan. Since the split up,
oh, yeah.
I realize it's the Patriots, not Brady.
Absolutely.
Now, Brady in a Patriot uniform could be one of the most pissed off things I've ever seen. But him not in that uniform, not in the AFC, I'm not going to root for him. But I'm also, I just hate the
Patriots.
I
can't promise that I won't root for him.
Because, well, he won't when he plays the Packers.
I did a 180 on Tiger. I now actually choose.
I ain't doing 180. I'm not. I don't do that
because I like the old guy. I'd like to see him. Beat the
Tiger's done.
The Sam Snead record.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
So I'm not ruling out cheering for Brady.
I am. I'll root for his team once in a while. I'm not really good.
Yeah,
cheer
he plays the Vikings too.
Yeah,
so.
There you go, Todd.
Oh, well,
there you go, Todd.
Of course, I won't root for him in that situation.
Yeah, Wayne Brady is going to phone the program, not Tom, and also Rob Riegel is going to give us a buzz too. Tomorrow, Adam Ferrara and Ty Burrell. What's today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
It's
April. And we're actually leaving the house, and I'm having trouble keeping track of dates.
Have you seen any April Fool's wackiness?
No. You know what? I'm proud that we've...
social media?
Even in other times, we avoided that stupid holiday on the show. We haven't done an April Fool's joke on the show since the mid-90s. And so we're ahead of the curve on that, you know.
Even Google actually came out and said, you know, it's April Fool's Day, and we're not going to do any April Fools.
Mm-mm. Yeah, instead they're...
False hope or even something to piss you off even more is not what you need right now.
The image on Google today is the celebration of the birthday of some doctor who had a lot to do with polio.
Love the nerds, man. I know that Doc Mina, I retweeted it, there's a video out there. I'm not usually into funny singing videos.
Kids with polio.
But some white dude rapping, thank God for the MF and nerds. Have you watched it?
No.
Dr. Mina posted it, and I retweeted it. So I retweeted it yesterday. She's an epidemiologist, and it's actually a pretty funny rap, and that's rare for me to say that. But he goes, thank God for the MF and nerds. And he says the whole word, too, which is even hilarious.
When I talked with Doc Ed yesterday.
Yes, you did. And we're talking to Doc Ed on Monday, too, an old friend of the show.
And, you know, this is obviously before our time, but late 50s, early 60s, he said there was a similar situation. I mean, nothing like what we're going through now,
right. But
a similar situation where they shut some schools down and shut some places down because of polio.
Oh, okay, got it. Man.
And I don't even remember reading about that.
No, I don't, you know. But, you know, I'm an anti-vaxxer from way back. We talked about that off the air. Hope that group just goes away. But they won't.
Well, I think they
are. There's idiots everywhere.
Throw down some rules
from here
on in.
Oh, my God.
If you want to get on any public transportation, if you want to get on a plane, get on a cruise ship, you should have to prove that you have your...
You're up to date with your shots, like your dog. Like your dog, up to date with your shots.
Yeah.
Right. Heartworm and all bit.
Good point. Yeah. You got to do that with your freaking dog.
Yeah, you do.
Show me your papers.
Yeah, even if you're sticking your dog in the cargo section of the plane.
You can't ship fruit with you over.
No,
you can't do that.
But an unvaccinated human? Come on.
Yeah. And when they come up with a vaccine for this,
Personal freedom, Todd. Personal freedom.
Oh, that's right. I'm not going to give that
well,
up.
It's,
and once again, I think we had somebody, even one of our friends called us out on this, and I want to say what we mean by don't be, you should be afraid. I understand if you're not living your life, trying to live your life not being afraid. But if you're living your life not being afraid and endangering other people, that's what we're trying to say.
Right.
I think he might have heard us wrong there.
Right, when it bleeds over.
Yeah, if you're living your everyday life and taking care of your own situation and not harming other people and not being afraid, that's fine. But if you're actually doing things, and your way of not being afraid is to going out in public and hanging out and talking to people and shaking hands, then you are endangering other people.
Yeah, this is
and that's
different.
That's what we're talking about.
This is different than you playing in the street where just you get killed.
Right.
Yeah. This is a communicable disease.
Right.
So you've got to take that into account.
Right. I think a lot of people think that that's how they're going to live. I'm not going to live afraid. I'm going to shake hands and hug people and play golf and go to church. No, you're the ones killing people.
Right.
You cannot live in fear and still follow the rules right now.
Yes, exactly.
You can.
Right. I'm doing both.
Yes.
Living in fear and following the rules.
Yes.
Oh. I think more people are taking it with the gravity of the situation.
Exactly.
It's finally settling in. And they seem to be taking it a little more seriously.
Mm-hmm. I'm texting my dad right now because I mentioned earlier in the show that he's actually in lockdown. Not his particular house, but his county where he lives out in Pennsylvania. They're ahead of us because they're on the coast. And we talked to Dr. Mina in Philadelphia yesterday. Dad's about 2.5 hours east, so we're trying to get a hold of him today. Actually, we are going to get a hold of him today. He's going to tell us what it's like with no booze.
I'm getting reports that bacon is extremely expensive right now.
That's funny. My son just made some bacon the other day.
Have you been pricing bacon, Craig?
Yeah, he's awake.
I have not.
Yeah. Get the number, boss. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he heard that conversation. I think he knows I walked in once when he was a kid.
Yeah, let's get his perspective.
When I was a kid. No. I don't think he remembers that too much.
He yelled at you.
Yeah.
He's got to remember.
Well, don't act like it was the only time he got yelled at.
Thank you, Craig.
It was the only time he yelled at him when he was on top of his mind.
But who's going to remember just, Mike?
That's
thousands.
That's thousands of times. Yeah. I still get it once in a while. Mike. Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. In Malaysia, they're doing their part. And they put up posters.
Puss is calling you right now. Todd, you're listening to Lexa right now, Dad. Puss is calling your phone. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you won't hear that for another probably 30 seconds.
That's true.
There's a little delay on the stream.
Okay. In Malaysia, they've got posters that are put up by the country's Women's Affairs Ministry. And these posters put up advice on how to avoid domestic conflicts during this partial lockdown.
Have sex with your husband.
And one of the illustrations said that women should refrain from being sarcastic.
Oh!
If they need help with household chores, for instance.
Yes.
Another one of the posters told women to avoid nagging their husbands.
Now what's is this Malaysia?
Malaysia.
Oh, this should be U.S.
Yeah. Another one, told women to avoid nagging their husbands and attempt to inject humor by using a voice similar to the anime character. I have no idea who this is. An anime character maybe named Doraemon. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what she sounds
like. A blue
like.
Robot cat popular across Asia.
Okay.
The ministry also urged women to dress up and wear their makeup while working from home.
Would you kill you to wear some makeup? Todd said that on this show. I told my wife that story. She liked that story. Would you kill you to wear some makeup?
So some people now think the government is guilty of sexism and promoting gender stereotypes.
All right. They kind of are, but you're right. Don't nag your husband. Don't nag anybody. But in these trying times and your husband's out working 4.5 hours a day, do not nag him.
And I don't care who you are, male or female, dress up and wear your makeup while you're at home.
That's right.
Make yourself look pretty.
Make yourself look pretty for me.
All right. Here's that.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Yeah, hi.
Hey. So you are in lockdown now, right? The county?
Yeah, pretty much.
The county you live in. What does that include? Now, are grocery stores still open?
Yes.
And
pharmacies and
gas stations and stuff like that.
A convenience store still open? I guess that'd be grocery stores.
What about golf courses, Ed? People still out golfing?
No, they're all closed.
Oh, they are?
Shut them down. It's locked down. It's locked down.
Because, Arizona just went through a similar situation. But, of course, it's a big business there. So they left the golf courses open.
But this is locked down now. And this is the coast where it's kicking ass. It's going to come here anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to
close. Yeah.
So we should close stuff down now. But we won't because, you know, we live the good life. So they closed the golf courses and they closed. And you told me that they don't even want you driving around now either just for
No.
Yeah, so you're not even driving around now, right?
You could be stopped and they ask you where you're headed and stuff like that. But I don't know if that would happen that often, but you never know.
Well, they might pull over somebody younger than you. They see you driving. They might think you're actually out doing something and probably tell you just to go home. But now,
we think he's lost.
That's true.
Can we help you find your...
You can do that, Dad, every day. You can just take a drive and just tell him you're lost. Yeah. Just fake it.
I can't find my home.
So I mentioned before that Pennsylvania has a weird law with liquor laws. The actual booze, hard liquor, is only sold in state stores. And they closed those down, two weeks ago they closed those down, maybe?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
So you have to subsist on wine and beer?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. You can buy that in the grocery stores.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Anybody running an underground business where they're selling hard liquor?
I don't know. I bet you that's...
I have no idea, but
I bet you do.
There's been some talk, though, that he may open up the liquor stores on a limited basis.
Well, you'd almost have to because it's been brought up that
there's a lot of there's alcoholics and people who really depend on liquor. Really?
Well, first of all, I love the word. There's alcoholics who really depend on liquor. That's a great line.
In fact, there are.
But it's not fair to people that's their drink of choice because if you just drink, say you're not a big beer drinker or a big wine drinker, and you like a whiskey once in a while, doesn't mean you're an alcoholic. It means you should be able to have your choice. It just proves that state has always been stupid when it comes to liquor.
So what was the reaction? Because in Colorado,
somebody said it's not state run.
I guess they're privately owned. Yeah. But that's the only place you can get vodka is at a liquor store. When they announced they were closing the liquor stores, it was pandemonium. It was panic. So did the same thing happen in Pennsylvania? Was there a big run, or did people think,
There was somewhat of a run, yeah.
But that people probably didn't think it was going to be closed for this long, right? That's been 2 weeks.
Probably not.
Yeah, and
they actually boarded up one store over in Harrisburg.
They boarded up the liquor store?
Yeah, they actually boarded it up because they were concerned of looting.
Yeah, somebody's going
to
break in.
Well, then that's when you need to open a liquor store. I mean, not as a new business because you can't. But I mean, the state stores have to be open.
That's one way to stave off the looting is to open them up and let people go in there and buy liquor.
Appease the masses.
They made a mistake there because people do need, like you said, alcoholics need their liquor.
They're dependent on it.
Well, it actually was brought up in the newspaper about people who are dependent on it. Yeah, I mean,
that's a good point because if you're an alcoholic at home, you could go into DTs or something like that.
Oh, sure,
right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, nothing I got to worry about.
No, no, you don't. But I heard you're drinking a glass of wine now at night, and my sister lives there and says she's getting a little crabby. You know, are you crabby now?
Well, I get a little crabby with her. But she comes up with some of the stupidest stuff,
For example,
she wants me to go outside and act like I'm an opera singer and sing and crap. I said, you crazy?
Like in Italy, that's they're doing over there.
Oh,
step,
okay.
Yeah. Step on the balcony.
Every time she sees something, we ought to do that.
The cop might be coming to your house and they see you singing in your carport there. Say, we got a crazy man. He needs his out. They might drop off a bottle of vodka. They might drop off a bottle of vodka because you need that. So how long they say that the lockdown is going to happen? Until the curb breaks, right?
My best estimate is the whole month of April, really.
The lockdown. That's a lockdown, too.
Yeah. You can't really give a forecast on that kind of stuff.
No, you can't. But, I know it's quick. He's only 4 hours from New York City, so the lockdown is there. But the lockdown should be the whole country, so it's a little short.
You can't be like Laura Ingraham and demand an end date to COVID-19. No, I need idiot. To. I got plans. I, you need sued. To tell me when this is going to be over.
She's being sued. All right. So, okay. I wanted to get the perspective of actually what a lockdown feels like. Because even though Dad's 86, he goes places. He does a lot of things. So he actually does feel kind of trapped. But you're doing the right thing because, you know, you're not a young man. So take care, all right?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. Okay. You guys take it easy.
All right. We will. See you.
Dad.
Yeah.
We'll have him sing some opera the next time we call.
Yeah, his choice words about not going out to sing involve some more swear words. I'm glad to clean that up. Because I got the information from my sister what he said. I ain't got She wanted to go out.
In short, he was against it.
going on the carport out by the pool and singing out loud.
Something she saw on the news.
Yeah, remember in Italy?
It's all over.
In Italy, they're all walking on their balcony. Now the people are clapping mainly, but in Italy, they were showing people going on their balcony at 5 o'clock every night and singing, you know.
Yeah, I was informed yesterday that those liquor stores in Colorado are not state
run.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Right. Yeah, I've only been visiting Colorado most of my life, and I didn't know that.
Well,
I thought it was like Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Todd.
It's not actually, because I was actually in a liquor store when I was there, just for the only time I've been hanging out in Colorado was last summer. And I went into one of those stores. I got some booze in there. It didn't seem like a liquor. It seemed like a privately owned place. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's you can't get liquor in grocery stores or convenience stores like you can in a lot of states.
No, and that's the way Pennsylvania is too.
Specific liquor store. Yeah. So yeah.
So you thought it was the same thing, but the state owned ones in Pennsylvania just closed them down.
And yeah.
I love the fact. Although I love that line. You know, alcoholics depend on that. Yes, they do. It sounds stupid, but they do.
By definition, an alcoholic is dependent
on alcohol.
On alcohol.
Especially hardcore booze. And there's some beer-holics out there. Yeah. Plenty of those.
But although you can be a recovering alcoholic, and then I guess you're not supposed to drink.
Yeah, well, picked a bad week to quit smoking, Todd.
Yeah, to start recovering from smoking.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Brady... And Rob Riggle later on this morning.
The Scioto Valley Guardian reported that the two former Columbus, Ohio police officers for the Vice Unit, the same officers that allegedly conspired to frame Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
You remember she got busted for dancing?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
This was in
Ohio, Columbus.
Yeah, they were Trumpers, and they were pissed off at her.
Two of those guys have now been arrested on a number of federal charges.
Oh, so they're scumbags. Good.
Derek Myers writes that both men were fired in 2019 after the internal investigation said that they set up Stormy Daniels. She was accused of touching undercover cops against state law while on tour. Her case was dismissed 12 hours after she was booked, and then she sued and won $400,000. The entire Vice unit was disbanded because of this. The new allegations are basically the guys are asshats.
Yeah.
They were just depriving others of civil rights by having people seized and searched without probable cause.
Yeah.
Well, they're just being bullies.
Yeah. They're going to get a pardon.
Oh, of course they will now.
Sometimes soon they'll be part.
Stormy Daniels put a little commercial out. It's, but I don't think you'll see it on mainstream TV. But it's about the handling of the situation by the guy that banged her for apparently she says 20 seconds, like the worst 20 seconds of her life or something like that. It's a really funny.
Well, now she says that.
Yeah. But she's one that told us it was a toadstool too. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in another way, it was the best 20 seconds of her life because her profile is
I'm not. I'm not going to deny that, but it's a great video. She's looking at the camera and she just says, you know, she penis shames him and says, you know, it's just great. I think some other political people put it out, but it's on the internet, it's on the webs there.
Yeah. All right, Samantha writes us a note. Driving to work, ICU nurse, working the COVID unit.
Yeah, and that's a hero.
You are. Mm-hmm. Liquor store should remain open because withdrawal is real and will send more people to the hospital. Patients in withdrawal automatically are sent to the ICU for risk of seizures to closely monitor. It would further cripple an already failing system.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
It's always been a stupid system back in Pennsylvania. When I moved out of there years ago, I realized it even more. I thought, you know, liquor stores should not be owned by the state. And now it's proving it. Pandemic, no liquor stores. The article, he said, he must have read in the local rag back there, that basically... that's more dangerous then. People have to be brought to the hospital because they can't have their booze.
Well, they're still getting their wine and liquor. It's not like they're, I mean, their wine and beer. They're,
true.
It's not like they are getting zero alcohol.
Well,
not,
actually, my point of view was just for somebody, if that's their choice, they should be allowed to drink what they do, you know?
Well, yeah, but we're not talking withdrawal here, really, are we?
Yeah. That's what Dad said. The article was about withdrawal.
If you can still get alcohol.
Right, you can still get wine and beer.
Yeah, you can still get alcohol into your system.
But real alcoholics need more.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's a lot of beer and a lot of alcohol, but all you're doing is, you know, if all you're doing is, you know, getting past the
Yeah, but the same place
trouble.
That brings the wine and the beer to the grocery store has the liquor, too.
Yes, they do.
And
they
could
do.
Just drop off the boxes at the grocery store, too.
Yes.
All the government would have to do there is just sign a couple things
that
and say,
it.
Yeah, it's cool.
That was it.
You don't have to open
and more
up the liquor store.
If they boarded up a liquor store in the city of Harrisburg, you know, hello.
Yeah,
that's just, I mean, you're afraid of people breaking it open and looting it.
Don't give people another reason to be unhappy.
Yeah,
restless.
We'll pay for it.
Angry.
Just open it.
I haven't done all the research, but I'm unaware of any other state that has shut down their liquor stores.
Idaho is the only other. I think it's one other state that has state-owned liquor stores, and I think that's Idaho. Dad mentioned.
Okay.
And once again, Pennsylvania is full of not as many.
And they had an earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
Or yesterday or something.
We had a listener outside of Idaho Falls that checked in with me when that happened. And I know we got people who podcast in Boise.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They felt that in Boise.
Yeah.
It was like a 6.5 or something.
Can You Get Booze in Boise? It's a great book, by the way. Yeah, I love that book. Wayne Brady. And Rob Riggle later on. Nick Allen, now he's got to quit smoking now since you are, Todd.
No, he doesn't have to.
Well, have Christy give his wife a call and they can all do it together.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't had any mandates thrown down.
Yeah.
No ultimatums.
Yeah, he's on edge right now. He goes to the kids, he goes, everybody's always there when he gets there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.